Hi, Happy New
Happy
Year.
New Year to everyone.
Yeah. I don't even believe in that saying anymore.
I
Like,
know.
it's like one of those things you just say because everybody else is saying,
Yeah,
or
definitely. I mean,
I
I'm
don't know.
not at all, but still, we're celebrating the new year, even if, it's just the same old shit, but whatever.
True. So, yeah, the bitter cows.
Bitter as ever.
Bitter and tired. I'm
I
so
know.
sleepy all the time. Is it something to do with the weather? Or it's just that I'm not doing so well mentally?
I think it's the latter. Yeah, I don't think it's the weather because, yeah. I mean, yeah, weather can affect your mood, but you would know if it's because of the weather because you would always feel like this in that kind of weather. But if you've never felt like this before or you don't re normally feel like this in cold, then I think it's just a mood.
Honestly, I can't even analyze that much. It's just that I've been sleeping so much, which is nice, actually. Waking up is, I feel horrible when I wake up
I
because
know.
it's like
I totally
reality hits
understand.
you.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from because I was in like in that same phase a couple years ago, and all I wanted to do was, I mean, I probably shouldn't say this like that, but I just wanted to die. And because I couldn't kill myself, I wanted to sleep because it's like that's about
It's like,
as good as gonna get
it's
a
like, yeah, you can
temporary
experience
death.
death.
Exactly. So,
Yeah,
and when you're
sleep.
sleeping, no one can come and give you shit. You can't think about and give yourself shit about stuff that you can't even control. So it's like the perfect solution.
Yeah, it's good. I think this is true only for heavy sleepers like us. I mean, there are people who don't enjoy sleep as much as we do. I mean, when I talk to friends and everybody, and I can go on and on about how sleep is such a wonderful gift. So people don't relate.
To be
So,
honest, I don't normally sleep that well, and that's when I know if I'm sleeping too much, there's something going on. Usually, like, I only sleep for like 3 or 4 hours.
What?
If, yeah, I mean, I can only afford to sleep that much, but if on a good day, I would sleep for like 5 hours or 6 hours.
What?
Yeah, life of a medical student. But it's, I mean, I've always been like someone who would wake up really, really early. I think it's just, again, one of those like inherent feminine things, where my mom would just wake me up super early, even though like I was rubbish at doing chores, and she would just like she wouldn't even let me do anything because, she kind of cared for me a little bit. So she'd be like, Nene, it's fine, I'll do all the cleaning and stuff, but just wake up because it doesn't look good when you're sleeping and all the men in the house are awake, which, I mean, it's bullshit. But I think that's what where I got this habit that no matter what time I go to sleep at night, I would always wake up like around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, no matter what happens.
Oh my
So
God,
yeah.
it's such a thing. I'm
There
triggered now.
we go.
Three minutes into the call and you triggered me. Like, you had to wake up early before the men in the house would wake up, because if they wake up before you and they see you sleeping because they're like literally
Yeah,
nothing better to
sleep?
do,
What?
and then they will be triggered and it won't look good.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the reason was. It was never like, I mean, like I said, my mom's like she's taken care of me a lot. She still takes care of me, which, I mean, it's a bit sad because I'm old enough to take care of myself, but she insists on
Yeah,
it.
force of habit.
Yeah. So I mean, I do appreciate her for that. Like she like when I was younger, she wouldn't really push me into doing things, like house chores and cooking and cleaning and everything. If there was a choice between making me or my brothers do it, she would always make me do it. But if she could do it herself, she would do it herself. So, but even doing that, she would still be like, oh, there were certain things that I wasn't allowed to do, that like, sleeping till late, that's not something that girls do. It was always like, it was never like, oh, because,
It
don't
was
do this because
always
it's bad for your
okay
health.
if was this true for everybody,
My
or
brother used to sleep until 12, for God's sake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he used to like stay up all night, watch porn, and then like go to sleep at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then he would be in bed until 12 or 1. Yeah. And like, you know, our house, there used to be a rule, like you would only make tea in the morning and then in the afternoon, like around 4 o'clock or something. But for him, especially, my mom would make tea just because, oh, bichara. It's a dirty
sauce, bad. So the most fascinating thing is, like, we are in literally different countries. and even back home, like our nationalities are different. Our back home nationalities are different.
Yeah.
But each and every story and the culture and on individual level, micro level and macro level, it's so similar. It is exact.
I think it's a massive swap. It is exact.
Yeah, like, I think it's literally massive... when it comes to all the things that should not be, Pakistan and India are literally the same place.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's like a massive slap to all the people who claim that Pakistan and India are like different country, different people. Indians think Pakistanis are worse than them, and Pakistanis think Indians are worse than them. It's just a massive slap to their face. Like, what was that two nation theory? Like, what happened to the two nation theory? You know, I don't know if you know about this.
It's
this is what we were taught, like, when we were younger in Pakistan. This is what we were told, that what's his name, Allama Iqbal and Ghaidism came up with the two nation theory, like Hindus and Muslims are two different nations and blah blah blah, and they shouldn't be in the same country, which made sense then.
Yeah, there are like 50 lakh Hindus in Sindh as of today. Yeah. What about them?
I know, if you want to say that you're different countries and you're different people and you're like so much better than the other country,
50 lakh people are literally Pakistanis, and just I don't know.
It's just, I think it's just the same sort of, yeah, I'm going to get cancelled for this. But it's just the same sort of sexist, racist behavior that both countries have. And we just like pride ourselves on having that kind of behavior. And we just think we're better.
Yeah.
And we think that the other country doesn't feel like that for us, but they do. Breaking news. to all the Pakistanis, Indians think we're bad because, yeah, that's what their dramas show us. Just like, I remember when I was younger, like around the 14th August, which is the Independence Day of Pakistan, like they used to air all these dramas and they used to say dushman mulk and blah blah blah, and we didn't have like any Indian channels back then. We only had like Pakistani channels, and this is the kind of shit that they would show us. They would be like, oh, dushman mulk ne ye kar diya, dushman mulk means enemy country, obviously. And they would say, oh, they're cowards and they're this and they're that. And then, like, a few years later, we got Indian channels and I started watching Indian dramas. And it was the same shit.
Same shit. Men slap, hero slaps the heroine, and then she falls in love because she's put in her place and she respects the hero to do that. And I mean, the mistress, that mistress in the scene likes smoking. Because smoking is bad. I read a very interesting thing on Instagram. If a man is smoking, it's called buri adat. If a woman is smoking, it's called buri aurat.
Yeah,
you know, which is such a thing. If you like, even when I was not introduced to the word feminism, and when I was in school, if I saw some auntie G smoking, I immediately, my brain was automatically, it went on this mode that I could literally, you know, tell her life story, that she's characterless, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know, sleeping around with multiple people.
Yeah, and, I think like, anything.
That was, maybe Bollywood had a huge role to play in it, because that's how they portray the so-called bad women or vamps. You know, they lure men with their beauty and they're always smoking a cigarette. even though my own grandmother used to, you know, smoke bidi.
Is that hookah?
Bidi. Hookah is more popular in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So I read it yesterday itself, the same comment on some post. That somebody had written, our grandmothers used to, I think some celebrity, some Pakistani celebrity, I'm forgetting her name. She's some actress. I think she was smoking in her car, normally chilling out. And obviously a picture was taken without her consent and distributed everywhere. And it was such a
totally
topic
acceptable.
Like, it was such a topic that, oh my God, she's smoking. She must be such a bad woman and absolutely shameless. Then some woman
And we're talking about people
commented.
living in 2021, 2022. Like, are you serious? Like, smoking.
Yeah. And then, and all the men were also, you know, discussing that, oh, shameless. Ye wo phalana fahashi.
Yeah.
And some
porn
women
dekhna
were
toh is
writing.
Like such a naked habit.
Obviously, that doesn't exist. You know, that's not happening. That's a lie.
Yeah.
So, so women, a few women, not all, very few women, you know, they came up and they said, our own grandmothers used to smoke hookah left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And it was totally okay. But this is, you know, but as of today, if the granddaughters are smoking a cigarette, it's considered buri aurat or a bad, bad woman. Because of what we see in movies, it's the sweet, innocent heroine, which is like the desirability of a heroine. Heroine is also always supposed to be sweet, innocent. Oh, what is sex? I don't know. So they never smoke, but the you know, the vamp who's like trying to seduce the hero, and you know, she's like a bad, bad woman, breaking up relationships and doing all the bad things and sleeping around. And she's trying to seduce the hero only because of his money or something else and not true love or whatever. She always has a cigarette in her hand.
Yeah.
So like smoking was completely, women smoking in our countries was completely okay. Another similarity. My grandmother used to smoke. She used to smoke bidi. Grandmother smoking bidi is like everywhere, every household.
My family used to smoke hookah, which is, again, it's like tobacco. And I mean, I would say, if you were to think about it, I would say a person sitting in their car smoking cigarette would, in my eyes, is looking much more innocent than a person sitting in a gathering with a hookah and sharing the mouthpiece with all the men and women and whoever else is there in their gathering. I think that looks much more dirtier, much more, I don't know, like filthy. Than someone who's like
now
just sitting
that you've
on
their own. Said it before you portrayed it that way, I think it was okay. I mean, it wasn't like women and men smoking together.
Yeah, I mean, just for
especially
comparison.
During weddings, you know, during weddings, it became popular during weddings. Somebody was telling me one of my you know, distant grandmothers, like my real maternal grandmother's sister, is still alive. And she tells me a lot of stories. So it became popular during weddings. So women used to hang out together, sing songs, and you know, bundles of bidi used to be distributed. I hope you know what bidi is.
I'm gonna look it up because I thought bidi
and
hookah
was
the same thing.
Oh my God, you don't know bidi in India. Everybody knows what bidi is.
I know the song that bidi just.
Are you serious? You don't know what a bidi is?
I honestly thought it was just this, like an Indian version of hookah.
No, it's hookah is different. Hookah is also there. Hookah is also popular.
Mm-hmm.
But hookah is generally for men. Dadis and grandmothers also have hookah.
Mm-hmm.
But bidi is like more popular. Bidi is like a leaf. It's a small cigarette kind of thing. It's a brown colored dried leaf. And
right.
Tobacco is rolled into it. So it's very thin and...
also organic cigarettes.
Yeah, bundles are bundles are packed together. It's very cheap and it's very popular, not nowadays, but before it was very, very popular. All dadis and grandmothers used to smoke bidi because it's very cheap and it's very normalized. And they're just sitting in the afternoon sun and just chilling, talking to each other. And I mean, I remember my grandmother, the smell of the aroma of bidi makes me, you know, it makes me, it reminds me of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that. And today, it's like if I smoke a cigarette, People in my own family will be scandalized. People who are okay with my grandmother smoking a bidi, they would be scandalized. So it's like that, and it is. I don't know whether you know about it or not. It was a huge thing. She's a Pakistani celebrity. I don't know her name, and I saw it on the page. Beti No Misogyny. I think the founder's name is of that page is Beti is like an organization, feminist organization in Pakistan, and I think the founder is Rama Chena. I'm not sure what her name is. I'm sorry, I'm really, really bad with names. Rama Chima, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Like, I am following the page, but I never paid attention to the owner's name.
Yeah, so so she actually wrote something about it yesterday or day before yesterday. That, like, why are people so scandalized? And this was, like, one of the main topics that we had. It's such a psychological thing. It's such a psychological thing that people are, like, assassinating that actress only because she has a cigarette in her hand. And the whole, like, millions of people have nothing better to do, do not give a shit about the, you know, or so many other actual crimes against women and children, human trafficking that's going on. There is absolutely no uproar about those actual crimes, but a photograph that generates so much hatred and judgment, and people are like, they want blood, they want actual blood. That how dare this woman,
like, it's her choice, for God's sake, just leave her alone. Like, we're not supporting smoking, we're not saying like supporting is a good smoking
is
a good
but
thing,
there is
because
never
it's not
an uproar. There is, okay, tell me one time when there was an uproar about any actor or a man who was smoking and there was this level of uproar. Never. It's all about being the bad woman. A woman who smokes a cigarette is a bad, bad woman. This is the mentality.
Yeah. And also men who smoke, they're always portrayed as someone who's like super strong and who's like, who's got loads of responsibilities and he takes care of his mom and dad. And...
Sexism 101, misogyny 101. And anybody who comes here and starts ranting about, no, but men are different. Women, I have heard this. Women actually give birth. So cigarette is more, it has been proven scientifically that cigarette is, you know, it affects women's health more as compared to men. But clearly, you would not be asking for blood of a person. And the level of hatred is literally not because people are concerned about health or her being a bad role model. It's not a health issue. It is a character issue. It is a moral issue. It is a fahashi issue.
Yeah, and basically people think they think that if a woman is seen smoking, their own daughter or sister or whoever is going to start smoking and start having sex. So it's just as simple as that. They just think that the women in their house, they don't have a brain. They don't use their own judgment. They just copy whatever they're seeing. And they will copy everything associated with that image. So if smoking is associated with being characterless, the women in their house are going to become characterless. It's just, they're just so dumb.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, the inequality is literally right in everybody's faces. It's like punching people. The sexism, misogyny, and inequality, gender inequality, is literally punching people in the face, and they are still denying it. No, it does not exist. No, we worship our women. So
you worship
whatever.
Them, but you would also like kill them if you wanted to, if it's convenient for
you. If they are not worship worthy, like they just set a standard. Okay, this is these are the characteristics of a woman that would be worshipped, and if any of those bullet points of characteristics, any of them is missing, okay, you know, the woman falls off that goddess pedestal, and then she's like a fair game for everybody. That's how it happens. That's what it happens. That's what happens in villages, in India especially.
It happens in Pakistan as well.
Oh, I didn't know. Of course. High five. Or low five, I don't know what to say. So women are kept on a pedestal, and to be on that pedestal, you are supposed to let go of all the opportunities. You're supposed to protect yourself. You're supposed to be shy, demure, and etc., etc. Anything that curbs you as a person.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's and everybody tells you it's for your own good. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been following those rules for years now, and no good has come my way. And the only thing I and got was like mental villages, health issues.
Especially in villages, it has happened so many times over the decades. It still happens. It will continue happening in the future because of the mass denial that no, this is whenever such, you know, such news comes that a woman was a girl, she had a boyfriend, she was dating somebody, or somebody thought she was dating somebody. She's caught doing something.
Yeah.
Caught is the word. She was caught speaking to her boyfriend on the phone, or she was caught having a mobile phone, a secret mobile phone, or she was caught doing any normal human things which she's not supposed to if she wants to be an idol, worshipable girl or woman. If she's caught by the men in the house or the patriarchal watchdog women in the house. So whenever she's caught red-handed, first of all, they're beaten. They're beaten for their own good. Then if the crimes are very bad, suppose a woman 18 years and above, she chooses to marry, she chooses to elope. First of all, the eloping becomes necessary because they know that they cannot marry wherever they want and continue living in their own houses. They would be killed.
Yeah, so people, I mean, you're creating that environment where they need, they feel like there is a need for them to elope.
Yeah, to be eloping is to reach a safer space. And then many people, you know, they take advantage of that also because, like, there is, I don't know, it's such a detailed discussion that in your own home, you cannot live as you want. You cannot do the things you want.
Hmm.
Even your fundamental rights. Hmm. Women do not have fundamental rights.
Yeah.
They cannot exercise their fundamental rights, which are written in the Constitution of India, freedom of mobility. It's so common that as a normal human being, when you are in your 20s, when you're 18, you it is human behavior that you seek people to, you know, for love, for comfort, for sex, or whatever, physical affection. It's nature. It is natural. It will happen.
Yeah.
If you curb it, you will, it's against nature. You know, you're going against nature if you're curbing it, healthy things. So when these girls and women who are behaving like perfect, normal human beings, they date somebody, they want to marry somebody or whatever, they are actually beaten, physically harmed, and they are killed by their own family.
And that shows you how bad these societies are.
Once you are not a goddess, you are a slut. There's nothing in between and you're open game for everybody. They teach a lesson to the girl before they kill her. So we need to put a serious trigger warning before we air this episode.
I know, yeah.
And because I mean, these are honest to God truths out there which are happening every day. And I know anyone can research reporting.
It. It's like it's not even hidden. It's in the news all the time. So it's not something that's like
most of super the cases are not reported because one family's honor in villages, when it comes to these things, one family's honor or one caste's honor is everybody's honor. So everybody just, you know, covers it up, hushes it up. Oh no,
it does. Like in Pakistan, definitely these stories do get out and people talk about it, and they talk about it with pride. They wouldn't talk about it, oh, you know, this is something sad that happened. They would talk about
same,
it as in...
same. Oh my God, same. So the misogyny moral of the story is people in India and people in Pakistan hate each other for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
they should hate each other for their similarities, for crimes against women, for misogyny, for the way they hold back girls and women from living a full life because they have created these prisons, these societies which are prisons that women are supposed to follow certain rules and this is how their life should be. When a girl is born, her life path is decided.